Salmon is now the third most popular seafood in the United States, behind shrimp and tuna. It's often touted by doctors because it's rich in heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids. But a new study by a nonprofit research group finds that farm-raised salmon, which accounts for most of the salmon eaten by Americans, contains potentially dangerous levels of PCBs, a chemical mixture that is known to cause cancer. 10 fish purchased in grocery stores were sampled for the study. Carl Safina is president of the Blue Ocean Institute and an expert on fisheries management. He says the sample size is small.
I wouldn't consider this to be the last word or the most definitive study. I would consider it to be something that certainly plants a flag and requires, fairly prompt follow-up.
The fish in this sample had PCB levels that were 5 times higher than fish caught in the wild. The farm-raised fish had higher levels. Why is it that farm-raised salmon are absorbing higher levels of PCBs?
The reason that farm-raised salmon would be perhaps likelier to accumulate higher levels is that, unlike wild salmon, they are not burning off a lot of their fat. They're intentionally fattened because that tastes good. That's why we add butter to our cooking. And they are fed a concentrated diet so that they will put on weight rapidly. And those things are all very different from the way a normal wild salmon would put on weight.
The study found that the 10 salmon samples had an average level of PCBs at 0.027 per million. Now, this is within the acceptable levels as defined by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, but it exceeds the recommended levels issued by the Environmental Protection Agency. This is a bit confusing.
It is confusing, and I think it reflects confusion about how much PCB exposure is an acceptable risk of disease and how cautious people should be and how caution should be traded against commerce. And I think that you see two agencies with a different interpretation of that.
Since this does exceed the EPA standard, will that agency suggest perhaps that Americans restrict their consumption of salmon?
It should suggest that if these findings are confirmed. I personally would like to see a wider study with more samples that are analyzed with geographical regions in mind, and ideally it would be good to see different farms with different farming practices to see whether different ways of growing salmon could be reflected in the levels of PCBs. A general problem with growing fish, which is called aquaculture, is that it's very new. We've been growing things on land for 10,000 years. We have not been growing salmon for more than 30 or 40 years, for instance.
Well, I imagine that there are people listening right now who are heading home, planning to fix some salmon for dinner. What should they do? Is farm-raised salmon safe?
I don't know the answer to the yes or no question of is it safe. I think the answer is at some level it's safe, and at some level it's likely to become unsafe. I would, probably just be a little bit more cautious and maybe go a little bit easier on the salmon until some more defined studies come out. But I also think it's reasonable not to alter your intake until some more definitive studies come out.
Carl Safina, good to talk to you.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure as always.
Carl Safina is president of the Blue Ocean Institute.